Hi, this is Louisa Tanner-Munson from astrologyboo.com, bringing you your August forecast for Virgos 2014. What is happening in the month ahead for you? Well, Virgo, there's a lot brewing behind the scenes at the moment. And to be fair, you may or may not be aware of what's going on in your unconscious mind. It might be that your nearest and dearest are the ones that are feeling it. You see, at home at the moment, it seems a little, not at home, but in your communications, in your local neighbourhood, with the people that you work with, the people just in your normal everyday sphere, they seem to be a bit more tense and a little bit more assertive and a little bit more aggressive. And so you're having this feeling of like you almost want to ruck and to get it out, get everything out in the open, but you're holding back a little bit. And as we start August, what I can see is Mercury's going through your 12th house, and it'd be very easy for you right now to have an argument and to bring up stuff from the past, but also bring up slightly personal insults. It's not really the time to go head to head with people, especially around the 3rd, 4th and 5th when Mercury is square Mars. So avoid that time as a time of confrontation. What I would say is over this next month of August, the first part of it up until really the 16th, and then even more so from the 22nd, you're just meditating, you're collecting your thoughts, you're collecting your energy. It's almost like there's some great big party about to happen, but you're not quite ready yet. It's like you're getting ready for the party. You're shaving your legs. You're putting your best foot forward. You're having your hair done. It's the time to get all the routine maintenance stuff out of the way. So whatever it is that you do once a year, almost as if you're closing down one era in life and about to open a new one. I don't know how you have new starts, but it's that inkling that something is about to change that's occurring this month for you. At the beginning of the month, you have got Venus in the 11th house, which is opening you up to new dating opportunities for those of you that are single. But it's not a time to make any deep commitments, because as Venus goes into your 12th house on the 13th, you're a little bit more secretive. And I think the best time for you to really get out and about is after the 22nd, when the sun goes into your first house and you are ready to shine again. You're ready to say, ta-da, here I am. So use this time to get ready, because from the 22nd, as the sun goes into Virgo, and because Jupiter is in your house of undoing, I think it's a time for you to just get ready, get prepared. From the 22nd, you'll have more confidence. And then as you go into September, that'll be your time to really start directing your work, really start directing your life forward again. And Mars will begin to work better for you later on in the month. So it's a time of preparation, dotting the I's and crossing the T's, because there is some almighty partying about to occur. Take care for now. Keep looking out for updates, because there are going to be some exciting times ahead, Virgo. I promise you that. So take care. Don't take too heart to the fact that, you know, it's not the time to actively move in the first part of the month. Your time is about to happen. I promise you that. Take care, Virgo.